From Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights, California, this is Day 7 of the Red Letter Challenge.
Welcome to Day 7 of the Red Letter Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and I'm coming to you from the communion rail here in the sanctuary of the church, a place where people not too infrequently come to kneel and to pray to God, to offer up their petitions, their thanksgivings to God. The focus today in this, the second day of the week about being, is prayer, something many of us don't think that we're very good at doing and would never like to be called on to do so out loud. But prayer ultimately is little more than a conversation with God. Letting God know what's on your heart, what's concerning you, what you're giving God thanks for. There are all sorts of prayer formulas that you can utilize to help you in your prayer life. One is the Lord's Prayer, the prayer that Jesus gave the disciples to as a format or a formula to use when they are praying to God. Another is Acts, which Pastor Zach describes in your reading for today, an opportunity to remember to give God thanks and praise and to confess what's going on in your life, and then also to make requests of God. But ultimately, no matter what words you use, I think it's important that we are in conversation with God. As we want to grow in relationship with God, we need to be in conversation. How are you going to get to know a person if you aren't sharing your thoughts with them and listening quietly for them to share their thoughts with you? Sometimes our pain is too deep and we can't find the words to express. And I encourage you, if that's the case, just sit silently in the presence of God, for God knows what's on your heart. And listen for that voice telling you that you are loved.